Good morning, 7:41 on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a rainy morning here in the Four States. And joining us, we have Marcy Roberts from Live Healthy Montgomery County. And also, we're joined by Police Chief in Coffeyville, Quim Bromley. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, good to have you on here. So, Marcy, it's great to see you here again. And I know you've got a few updates for us, of course, from Live Healthy Montgomery County. And we got a big event coming up, too.
We do. We're helping to promote the National Drug Take Back Day, which is this coming Saturday, April 27th, from 10 to 2. The Live Healthy Montgomery County really wanted to have this as a countywide event. We wanted to have a take back location in every town. And Quinn's been very helpful in getting that accomplished because Coffeyville's done this every year. So we do have three locations. We have Coffeyville Police Department, which is at 1206 West 11th. And they're going to have a drive-through opportunity on the east parking lot. Cherryville Police Department will also do the same outside of their facility in Cherryville. And then Montgomery County Sheriff's Office will be have a location outdoors where people can just drive up and hand their medications to them, and they will dispose of them. And that's in the south parking lot at 300 South Main. Quinn might be able to tell you a little bit more about the details of how that rolls out specifically for them, and if people have any questions about, you know, privacy or anything like that, he can answer those questions.
Yeah, no, very good. So, so Quinn, if you know someone was interested in taking advantage of this, is there anything we need to do as far as, you know, just bringing this stuff? Do you just bring it on down? Anything specific?
Actually, they can just bring the medications up to the police department. We will have that area marked off with bright orange traffic cones. Regardless of the weather, we'll have it on the east side of the building, whether it's going to be out in the open or it may be further to the north at the our garage or Sallyport. Our citizens can bring the medication in. They can leave them in the original containers. They don't have to worry about pulling labels off the containers. They will immediately go into a container. We don't go through that container. Once the event is over, that container is sealed and is delivered to the DEA contractors here in the state.
Gotcha.
And then that will be incinerated.
Okay. Yep. So it just goes in the box and people aren't going to see it again. So
pretty simple.
You don't have to worry. You really don't have to worry about privacy or anything like that. It's just we're just trying to do that good of, you know, getting rid of it.
Yeah, we've been doing this for approximately 12 years now, and there's never been any issues arising with privacy or you know, the inappropriate use of the medications.
Sure.
Or anything like that.
Well, that's good. You know, and some people might say, well, why do this? What's the benefit of a program like this?
Well, we really want to reduce the community impact of opioid misuse and also improve the environmental, you know, pollution situation, because when these go into landfills and the waterways, it's definitely polluting our environment. So this is a great way to do that. And if you're unable to come on Saturday, Coffeyville has a permanent box in their vestibule where you can come anytime and drop off, you know, your medications, and that's also liquids. And Quinn will also accept syringes in Coffeyville. And then we're working on getting a permanent box for every town so that if you do miss Drug Take Back Day, you still have an opportunity. Oh, I forgot. I didn't make it. So you can stop up there anytime and drop it off. And we also have a permanent location in the works for Caney in their police department. They don't quite have that set up yet. But also the Independence Police Department has a permanent location. And Cherryville has a pharmacy, Cherryville Pharmacy, that takes back medications. They're not open all the time, of course,
sure.
But that is a location for them. So,
and you know, people might not even realize what they have until they start going through things, because obviously, you know, we have procedures, you know, dental stuff, whatnot, and this stuff can kind of build up. I feel like over the years, you might not even realize what you have until you start looking.
That's right. That's right. You might have a dental procedure, or, you know, we all, you know, have reasons why we have opioids or medications in the cabinet. And then course, we try not to use them all because, you know, they say you, you know, shouldn't use them, you know, too much. And so we have some left over. But that can also be a prime opportunity for someone to get their hands on it that it doesn't belong to. In fact, it says one of our statistics that we have is 44.9 of people 12 or over who misuse prescription pain relievers in the past year received them from a relative or friend. So that's an issue. And opioids are a factor in 45.2% of the deaths in Kansas. So, you know, whatever we can do to reduce the amount of opioids and drugs like that that are floating around out there, this is just a great opportunity.
That sure is.
Yeah. And it also gives everybody an opportunity to clean out their medicine cabinet or their kitchen cabinet or wherever they're storing their medications at, and make it a little more tidier and have a location that they can take the medications to and properly dispose of it without putting it in the landfill or ending up in an alley or somebody's grandchild or child getting into the medication and taking it to school and overdosing.
Sure. Well, and I mean, I'm not a pharmacist, but I know that some of these medications, even, they lose their effectiveness anyway. Mm-hmm. So you might as well just, you know, like you said, clean things out, tidy things up. We're all about spring cleaning right now, it seems
right,
like.
Right, I think that's absolutely a great way to look at it, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And we'll also have one in the fall. This is a biannual thing, every April and every October. So, yeah, it's just a great way to raise awareness about the issue of, you know, drugs sitting in your cabinet unused.
Sure. Well, I'm sure over the, you said 12 years you've been doing this, I'm sure. I mean, if you added everything up, that would add up to quite a bit. Do you guys, like, go through the totals amount of everything you get, or is it you weigh it or something? Or?
So we take the containers and we weigh them.
Okay.
And DEA sends us 6 containers, and sometimes more. And we, at the end of the day, we weigh those containers and provide that data to DEA. Over the years, I can tell you that typically the events, we collect about 70 pounds of medication of all types, including liquids. And we will accept liquids as long as they're in the original container. But it is a great opportunity for parents and grandparents, and I cannot stress that enough, to go through their cabinets and get medications out of there that could be dangerous for their children and grandchildren. Because I can tell you, in my career, that is where a lot of our overdoses come from. Children getting in there, thinking they're getting an aspirin or taking something to school that looks like a Skittle, and then getting sick and overdosing on it. And I just cannot stress that enough, that it is very, very important to go through your medication and clean that cabinet out.
Yeah.
And with that, we have some items that we're going to be distributing at each location.
Mm-hmm. We have some DoTerra disposable packages that are environmentally friendly, and they are carbon activated, so they are just package you can take home, tear off the top, put your medication inside, pour a little water in there, and it's within an hour, it's immediately inert.
Hmm.
You are not able to use it or you know, clean it or, you know, fix it up. So we have those packets to hand out for those people who are going to be coming through.
Well, great. That's another great opportunity for folks maybe who are at home and whatnot. So can you run through one more time for the folks who just joined us the specifics on the locations and times and everything for this upcoming Drug Take Back Day?
Yes. So it's this Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2. The locations are the Coffeyville Police Department, the Cherryvale Police Department, and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Independence.
Excellent. Well, a great opportunity. Quinn, anything else you'd like to add for the listeners here this morning?
Hey, I will be out there at the Coffeyville site. I will be the one manning the site. I'd encourage everybody to come by and stop by and visit with me. Maybe bring me some coffee, depending on the weather.
Coffee and donuts, full breakfast. Yep.
But I'd be more than happy to visit with them about any topic that they want to talk about, whether it's crime prevention or opioid abuse or, you know, just getting regular medications out and, you know, the importance of the little things that we can do make a big impact.
Well, that's nice, too, because, you know, to be able to interact with yourself and some of the officers just on a casual basis, is it's always nice to be able to have that, you know, when we're in the community. It's just great to be able to talk with people.
Sure. And right. I'm excited about this event. I'm excited for the fact that that this organization has really reached out and solicited input and cooperation from the other police departments to and the sheriff's department to get involved in this activity. And I'm really hoping by October, every law enforcement agency in the county will be doing this, because it'll be very beneficial for our citizens in this county.
Excellent.
And I'd like to say that if there's anyone who's would like, any citizen at all that would like to get involved with us and help us do more outreach and give us their perspective and thoughts about things, as Quinn was saying, we would love to have them be a part of that. And we can always send them more information. We do have a Facebook page, and it's Montgomery County Substance Abuse Prevention. So if you want to check us out on there, that'd be a great way to reach out to us and get involved.
Excellent. Well, I know, Marcy, you're doing lots of great stuff with Live Healthy Montgomery County and the task force and everything on this. So going to be a good day. Hope folks can take advantage of it. Be thinking now, maybe just go ahead and start cleaning some things out. And Quinn, we really appreciate you coming on here on the program, and let us know in the future if there's anything we can do for you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you so
Enjoyed
much.
It.
All right. Thank you, Quinn and Marcy, for coming on board here this morning. And coming up next, we are going to have an open line here in just a little bit. We'll also have an update for you from, we don't have Coffeyville's Friends of Animals this week, but we'll have a little bit from the animal shelter as well coming up. 60 degrees right now in Coffeyville.